trying to get away. Trying to get away, he entered a house and did not want anyone to know that he was there. It is the Sunday after Labor Day. It has all started again, hasn't it? Remember the old days when New Year's Day came in January? But now New Year really happens when the school year begins. We are beavering away at our books again, grasping for knowledge, filling our brains with formulas. In our knowledge-based economy, New Year's Day is when school starts again. And I remember how impressed I was the first year I showed up at college, a place where the beginning of the school year meant a ceremony, something called a convocation. I came from a public school in the Midwest. We didn't wear gowns except at prom, and then only half of us were supposed to wear them. But here was all this black and silk, these glorious colors, the actual version of what our high school commencement had been a kind of pastiche of. It was all very grand. And it must have made a heck of an impression on me, because in all of the years since, I have rarely strayed far from hanging out at those kinds of places. Different places do that old ceremony in different ways. One of my very favorite traditions happens at the University of Chicago, where all of the entering freshmen on the first Sunday after they arrive are marched into Rockefeller Chapel. Rockefeller Chapel is a place so big that you could fit 6 copies of St. John's inside the doors. They all march in and they have to listen to a lecture that is given by a senior member of the faculty. Being asked to give this lecture is a special honor among the faculty at Chicago, and it is always given under the same title, The Aims of Education. The Aims of Education. Basically, it's meant to be an introduction to what a college is, what it's for. It is the first chance for these young brains of wet clay to be molded in the habits of critical thought. Some years ago, some of those lectures were gathered into a volume that appeared under the title, The Knowledge Most Worth Having. Of course, all the contributors had a different idea to the answer to that question. The philosopher, the chemist, the biologist, the sociologist, each of them had a different idea about what the purpose of education might be and what the knowledge most worth having is. But it made me think it's an interesting question for us to ask ourselves at the beginning of another year. When it comes to what we do here, when it comes to our lives as spiritual beings, what is the knowledge most worth having? This is a little bit of a conundrum, because this morning we are dealing with something Jesus does not want people to know. He does not want people to know where he is at. Even stranger, he does not want people to know who he is. All throughout the Gospel of Mark, which we've been hearing this year, we get this theme. Jesus heals someone, or he helps someone, or he does something pretty amazing. And the story, just like the story today, almost always ends with something like this line. He sternly ordered them to tell no one what had happened. This happens so often in Mark's gospel that the New Testament scholars used to have a little phrase to describe it. The phrase is the messianic secret. So often Jesus seems to be desperately anxious for people not to see through what he does in order to understand who he is. What is that about? Well, it's the idea that something about the authenticity of Jesus, something about his genuineness, is communicated by his unwillingness to be known. He is doing the thing that prophets always do. When the first call comes to them, prophets always say, I'm not worthy. This doesn't belong to me. This isn't who I'm supposed to be. No true Messiah would be out there proclaiming himself, is the idea. The evidence of this, the evidence that this is the real guy, is exactly that he is so anxious for it not to be revealed. Well, maybe. Not a lot of people credit the messianic secret idea anymore, and yet I think it serves the purpose of pointing right to what it is we're supposed to be paying attention to, the thing we are supposed to know, the knowledge most worth having. It is the realization Peter has along the way with Jesus. You are the promised one. It is the realization that moves the people around him who come asking for help. This man has something to say. It is not just an interesting take on things. It is not just a blog post or a pundit's essay. It is a message that has the power to change you. It will change you in a way that it changes the people in the stories we read here every Sunday morning. It will bring you up out of your darkness, out of your doubt, to come forward like the woman in the story this morning, and like so many others, looking for something, looking for hope. This morning's gospel reading is a little bit challenging because the woman who comes forward in that way is pretty clearly rejected at first by Jesus. The same Jesus who in so many other places is so accepting of people outside the lines that separate Jews and Gentiles. And here Jesus frankly seems to just plain get it wrong. He is willing to send this woman away exactly because she isn't Jewish. Something is not quite right with this picture. What we know from the story is that the woman seems to know something more about Jesus than just the first words he speaks to her. She seems to know more because she is not deterred. She does not just go away. She presses forward. She knows there is something here worth pursuing, and it turns out she is right. Something about what she says, or something about who she is, calls Jesus back to himself. Maybe he really didn't want to be found out. Maybe he was trying to hide who he was even from himself. Whatever the case, he comes to himself, or she brings him to himself, and they both know something. They both know that God's love for us has the power to break down the barriers that we make between ourselves, whether they be barriers of race or class or language or anything else. They both know that love has the power to get us out of our little shells and into a place where we truly, genuinely care about others, because we know that we are truly, genuinely loved, despite all our faults. And that is the knowledge most worth having. So the question for us is, if people come into this house, will they know Jesus is here? If they come here daring to seek that hope, looking for that affirmation, will they find it here? Or will they instead find the Jesus that is trying to be hidden, the Jesus that is trying to escape notice? It's the beginning of a new year of learning, a new year of reflecting, a new year of coming together for prayer and for the support we know in this community. Let us share the knowledge we have found here of the Jesus who is love and who has given us that hope with anyone who comes into this house looking for him. Amen.